Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
I want you to identify 10 competitors to your restaurant. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm the author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And you may be saying, I don't have 10 competitors in my restaurant, but you might not be thinking about all of your competitors as your competitors. Most people, when I ask this question, I say, who are your top 10 competitors? They say, well, we only have like two or three in town. But here's the reality. They're thinking about what I refer to as direct competition, meaning this is the competition that is very similar to your restaurant, either in price point or in style of food, usually both. It's the similar style and a similar price point. So they look at them as their competitors. So if someone was looking for kind of everyday inexpensive Chinese food, there may be only one or two restaurants in your area. So you say, I don't really have competition. But that's not the case. The reality is you have indirect competition. Now, indirect competition could be just about anything in the food service business, and even some things out of the food service business. But literally, anywhere that someone can get nourishment, can get food to put into their mouth is your competition. Going to a friend's house for dinner is your competition. Going to a restaurant dramatically more expensive than yours is your competition. Going to a restaurant less expensive, going to the grocery store and cooking yourself, going to the grocery store, picking up food that's already made, even if it's not in the same price point or even if it's not in the same style of food, it is still your competition. Sometimes even going to a movie or going bowling is your competition because it's something to do instead of eating at your restaurant. So when you think about competition, I want you to really expand your horizons into every possibility of what your competition is. And until you truly understand the ins and outs and specifics of your competition, you can't enhance your product to a point where you are distinguished, where you are different, differentiated, where you are where you stand out, where you're better than whatever it is than your competition. And so I highly encourage every single restaurant owner to make their list of their top 10 competitors. Again, some of those are going to be direct. Some of them are going to be indirect. But please, next time someone asks you who your competition is or next time you're thinking about your competition, if you can't come up with 10 competitors, then you just haven't worked hard enough at this. And until you know those competitors inside and out, you don't know your competition and you don't know your business. I hope you enjoyed today's training. My name is Ryan Gromfin with therestaurantboss.com. I look forward to seeing you for another free training video next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.